With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Protests in Iran have crossed the two-week mark, challenging the country's theocracy. Activists report at least 116 people killed and 2,600 detained. And with the internet down and phone lines cut, it's hard to gauge the situation from abroad. Iran's parliament speaker warned the U.S. and Israel could be targets if America strikes Iran. President Trump has shown support for the protesters. President Trump has threatened to intervene militarily in Iran if the regime kills peaceful protesters. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Tehran better be listening.
They're going to take it very, very seriously. If I were them, I'd be making my travel plans to Moscow.
And he is urging Israel to stand down as Iran falls apart.
The United States is a superpower. The United States can wield its power in ways that even we can't. If it would bring about the fall of this regime by some kinetic intervention, I think that's certainly within the power and the proven record of this president.
Dr. Oren made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A new report says data proves that bad things happen under dictators.
The Unleash Prosperity newsletter has released graphs and stats showing poverty, inflation, and out-migration soaring under dictators Chavez and Maduro. In an update, UP unveiled a chart showing homicides quadrupling. When Chavez took power in 1999, homicide rates were at 25 per 100,000. Now that rate has jumped to 90. There were just under 6,000 violent deaths at the end of 1999, now 26,000.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reports that is one of the highest homicide rates in the world. This is SRN News. A new analysis of Generation Z and faith.
It comes from Lifeway Research and senior writer Aaron Earls. He says that while there are signs that the youngest American adults are more interested in religion these days, the picture is a conflicting one. He says, quote, while there are some areas of hope, the data also reveals some areas of concern. Young people today are generally less religious than young people in 2007 and 2014, and currently far more young adults are leaving Christianity than joining it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has officially entered the 2026 race for Alabama governor. He won his seat in the Senate by casting himself as a political outsider closely aligned with President Trump. In 2023, Tuberville maintained a months-long blockade on military promotions over his opposition to a Pentagon policy that provided travel funds and support for troops. This is SRN News. Carmaker GM will face charges of about $6 billion in its fourth quarter.
These charges come after sales of electric vehicles sputtered when the U.S. cut tax incentives to buy them. The charges also come after U.S. officials eased auto emissions standards. The new charges follow an announcement in October that the Detroit carmaker would take a $1.6 billion charge for the same reason. Automakers had to change ambitious plans to convert their fleets to electric power.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Sluggish hiring last month closed out a year of weak employment gains that have frustrated job seekers, even as layoffs and unemployment have also been low. Employers added 50,000 jobs in December, nearly unchanged from a downwardly revised figure of 56,000 in November, the Labor Department said Friday. The unemployment rate slipped to 4.4. More details, srnnews.com.